And now we're going to talk a little bit more about television news icon Walter Cronkite. He retired a quarter of a century ago, but he didn't stop working. He became critical of the state of journalism today, as he showed in a 1996 interview at the museum.
I regret that in our attempt to establish some standards, we didn't make them stick. That we couldn't find a way to pass them on to another generation, really.
Now joining us is New York Times media reporter Brian Stelter to talk about Cronkite's role as a critic and champion of the media. Brian, in that clip we just played, he is very clear that news standards, in his opinion, slipped. What was he talking about towards the latter years of his life?
It was interesting to watch Cronkite's views of journalism evolve over the 28 years after he left the CBS Evening News. And in particular, you could even see him, in mostly in a gracious way, even comment on his successors at CBS. You know, he sat on the board at CBS for about 10 years after retirement, but he really found disappointment in the budget cuts that were made at CBS, and he felt that the journalism wasn't being practiced the way it should have been at CBS and elsewhere, and eventually departed for that network and didn't do much for that network over time.
There's a quote where he says, you know, 24 hours after I told CBS News that I was stepping down at my 65th birthday, I was already regretting it. Was there any sense of a light at the end? I don't want to say the end of the tunnel, but I'm sort of headed that direction. Was there anything he saw that was going well in the business?
He spoke, all through the decades about the continued importance of the evening news. I think some people would look at 2009 and say it's surprising that we still have evening newscasts. Clearly, they are not as popular as they were in Cronkite's time, but they're still on the air, and they still get 24 or 25 million viewers a night. And so I think he would look at the evening newscast and be thankful that the networks have at least kept some sort of evening newscast on the air in that way. However, he has talked about how those anchors future generations, the ones after him, were more newsreaders and less reporters. And he really valued that role of being in Vietnam, for example, right, or doing that 14-minute long report about Watergate on the evening news, that first main television report about that story.
Well,
really,
Brian,
valued the
reporting. There's so much to talk about, but we have to leave it there. Again, thanks, Brian Stelter, media reporter for The New York Times.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.